Cuyahoga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Varsity boys getting set to tip things off tonight against the Central High School of Coosa County Cougars. Jeremy Law, Alex Bauman with you. About 7 minutes until tip-off. Aggies riding a two-game win streak, 2-0 in the week. Wins over Clay Central and Chelsea, trying to cap off the week with a rivalry win on the road at Central High School of Coosa County. This is, again, the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Alex, Sylacauga is just trying to keep the winning ways going before the area tournament in a couple weeks. The boys will be the 9th and the 11th. That's a Monday, Wednesday. They are the top seed in the area. All of that secured. Now the focus turns to playing really good basketball at the end of the year. They'll have tonight and then senior night, Monday night, to get things going before they have a week off and face off against the Shelby County Wildcats in the first round of the area tournament.
Outside of the Clay Central game, since Christmas break, the Aggies struggling a little bit offensively. Having this game and then B.B. Comer next Monday is huge for the Aggies to get right offensively, get back in a flow that they had before Christmas, and show the prowess they show on that end of the court. Eric O'Neill, a guy that has struggled a little bit in recent games, getting him back on track I think is huge for the Aggies. C.J. Franklin, time and time again, has been a huge factor in the Sylacauga Aggies wins against Briarwood. He had that big 16-point overtime performance and fourth quarter overtime performance. Briarwood, that was when that happened. Lincoln, he played a pretty big role. Shelby County, Winterboro, Josh Beer. You just got to get guys like Eric O'Neill and KT and Tristan Whetstone going and help guys out like CJ Franklin and Josh Beer. But the Aggies have shown potential throughout this season. They can drop 70, 80 points on you if they really want to.
Yeah, and we were talking a little bit earlier off the air. You know, when it feels like when Eric O'Neill has a really good game, the Aggies play really well. When Eric O'Neill maybe isn't firing on all cylinders, things get a little more difficult for the Aggies. Well, Eric O'Neill had a good game yesterday against Chelsea. And we all know we need Eric O'Neill to heat up. He gives effort on defense. He's playing hard. The shots haven't been falling. If Eric O'Neill plays well, it feels like things get a lot better for the Aggies.
It definitely will for Eric O'Neill. When he gets in a flow, it's almost like when Corbin Patterson or C.J. Franklin does. When those guys get in the flow, it feels like everyone else on the court with them gets into a flow. The confidence gets rolling. They get those turnovers. They get those loose balls that turn into immediate offense. Sylacauga is at their best when they're moving at a breakneck speed and they're forcing turnovers and getting easy layups at the other end.
Sylacauga going to face a tough test here against Central High School of Coosa County, the regular season area champions in their 2A area. They'll host the area tournament here. Make no mistake about it. We saw it earlier in the year against 1A Winterboro. You can, listen, it's the best five on the floor. Wins a lot of basketball games, and Coosa has some really good players, Alex.
Coosa, a little bit misleading record, 12-7 on the year, 6-0 in their area, undefeated. That's huge for these Coosa Central Cougars. Outside of Sylacauga, they're one of the most storied basketball programs in Talladega County. They've won their area 2025, 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, and 2016. And they won the most recent state championship in 2019, Sylacauga winning in 2018. Outside of Sylacauga, these Cougars, they're good at basketball.
Yeah, this kind of, even though they're not in Talladega County, just here in kind of little North Coosa and Hanover, just 10 minutes apart from Sylacauga. It's crazy to think of how much basketball talent has been on this floor. here at Central High School, Coosa County. The Aggies going to have to play really hard, play really well to get a win tonight. That'll wrap up tonight's Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. We'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and the Central Alabama Community College tip-off when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
You've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters. Alta Point Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. Alta Point offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text ALTAJOBS to 97211 and find your fit today.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Sylacauga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing, close to home.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Getting set for tonight's starting lineups and tip-off. The Aggies that will start sitting on the bench, ready for their names to be called out here at Central High School of Coosa County. Josh Spear not in the starting lineup tonight. He's not sitting as of right now. Waiting to get things started, having a late night girls game, ran a little long, and then senior night festivities for the basketball programs. And for Sylacauga, you'll have, well, it will be CJ. Well, Josh will start. He'll take a seat now, Alex Bauman.
He was taking a sweet time, I was wondering, because Josh has started every game this year for Sylacauga.
You got CJ, Corbin, Eric. Tristan and Josh, you're starting five for the Aggies. Brought to you by Coosa Valley Medical Center. Now we'll get those for Central High School.
Now for your hometown Cougars, number one, Corey Parker. Number two,
Starting lineups for Coosa Central: Thompson, Parker, Simpson, Allen, and Lauderdale. Silicaga in black. Central in white tonight. You will get an 8:21 tip-off. Only 51 minutes behind schedule. If you follow high school basketball, that's not really that bad.
The Clay game was almost as bad, Jeremy. And this time it wasn't anyone's fault, but just some foul calling.
We've been told they ran out of food and drinks in the concession stand. So a big gate for Coosa tonight. Glad they could get that. Hopefully the Aggies can get the win in return.
Glad we got our combo when we did, Jeremy. We'd be out of luck.
Corey Thompson will jump it off against C.J. Franklin. Referee will step in the circle. Here's your CAC tip-off. Ball in the air, won by the Aggies. Underneath early is Patterson, had his arms raked, ended up out of bounds. No foul, just Aggie basketball. Boy, I'm not sure they even touched the ball on that. Should be Corbin Patterson at the line for two to start things out. CJ to inbound, baseline left, buckets to his right. Whetstone will take his place. He'll put it in now as Tristan finding Franklin. Underneath, fouled, and CJ will shoot two. Aggie senior CJ Franklin really been carrying the team as of late in the last couple weeks.
He has. Eric O'Neill having a good game.
CJ missed the first.
Against Chelsea was huge. All season long, C.J. Franklin has stepped up when the moments get the biggest and the lights get the brightest. When you get into that postseason play, though, Jeremy, it's not about your stars majority of the time. It's about who steps up around your stars.
C.J. got the second. 1-0, Aggies with the lead. Coosa out ahead to Allen, working the baseline, stopping, searching, giving it off to Parker. Parker to the left wing. Back to Allen. Over to Lee. Floater for Coosa. Up and good. That was Parker with the made shot. 2-1. Coosa on top. Right side of the floor. Corbin Patterson. CJ in between the rings. Back to CP. CJ looking ahead. Left wing. Eric O'Neill. Facing off against this Coosa zone defense. Eric open for three. No good. Rebound Whetstone. Put back. Good. And Silicaga leads it 3-2.
What patience from Tristan Whetstone. Gets the rebound. Gives a little bit of a pump fake and lets the defender jump out of the air.
Coosa beating the Aggie pressure. Loose ball rolling around the floor. Picked up by Parker. Spinning on O'Neill. Back to Thompson. Working the right wing. Thompson popping a deep two just inside of the arc. Missed it as it clanged off the rim. CJ works it ahead after a rebound. Corbin at the top of the key, pointing with his right hand. Franklin open for three, and it's short. Josh Spear crashing the boards. Whetstone, another offensive rebound, and puts it up and in. Whetstone, a quick 4 points.
Tristan Whetstone, another guy that has shown flashes at times, and getting him confidence is huge for Silicaga.
Thompson driving, layup good, 5-4.
Way too easy for the only 1,000-point score in Central Coosa basketball history. Surprising to me, considering the success they've had. You cannot let Corey Thompson get going.
A couple NBA players have come through here as well. Jamario Moon had to get to 1,000, didn't he?
They said he's the only one. Hard to believe.
Thompson working it ahead after a missed shot. Lost his dribble out of bounds. Tried to corral it with the left hand. Couldn't.
And if David McCurley were here, he could tell you so many stories about where Jamario Moon and Gerald Wallace played against each other in the Childersburg and Coosa Central gyms and how packed they were in the environments.
I know Adelius Thomas was an NFL guy, but surely he got to 1,000, right? I mean,
I'm just repeating what the PA announcer said when she announced Corey Thompson for senior night.
Eric O'Neill to the top. CJ driving, got bumped, had to give it up. Over to O'Neal, rising and firing a two. Elo missed it, left it short. Rebounded by the Cougars, and they'll run it ahead. Up the floor comes Parker in transition. He got fouled, should have been a whistle. The Aggies got away with one there as the rebound cleared by Spear. Into the front court to the Aggie quarterback, Franklin. Franklin, good feed. Inside, Whetstone, layup, didn't drop.
Whetstone grimacing a little bit. Cannot lose him with the energy he's given the Aggies early in this basketball game with four quick points.
5-4, Aggies with a lead. Whetstone with four, CJ with one. Parker, who has two, driving the lane, finishing, and Kusa leads it 6-5. The way that there's some electricity in this gym, you just feel like these two schools should play every year. It is an absolute packed house here at Central High School.
First time since 2019-2020 these two teams have played.
CJ, left wing. Out up top to CJ, to Eric, driving through the defense, back to Franklin, wide open at the top, and CJ knocks it down.
Huge when you're playing a zone. To get him out of the zone, you got to shoot him out of it. Getting CJ to get that to fall, enormous.
Whetstone and CJ both with 4 points. Thompson spinning out of a double team in the backcourt, has to get rid of it, close to a 10. Oh, stolen by Spear to Eric. The layup, good. Taking it himself was Eric O'Neal. 10-6, Aggies with a 4-point lead after trailing by one. A 5-0 run for the good guys. Parker out beyond the arc, backing up towards the midcourt stripe. 10-6, Aggies lead it. Thompson fakes an overhead pass. Has the Cougars circling around the top. Thompson, right side of the floor, two, no good. Another tough jumper for Thompson. Didn't knock that one down. Into the front court, Eric to Corbin. To Whetstone, he'll stop. Patterson fires a three. Here's Corbin, no good.
I'm loving the ball movement from Sylacauga and the off-ball movement for Sylacauga. In the game against Clay Central early in this week, there's a lot of standing around watching someone dribble the air out of the basketball. Early tonight, a lot of off-ball movement and a lot of quick decisions with the basketball.
Allen stuck with it. Back to Thompson. Thompson, far side, Lauderdale, three, way off, and the rebound gathered by Patterson. Sylacauga will work it ahead under no pressure. Patterson will cross the midcourt stripe. Corbin at the top, off the return pass, CJ again, open from the left wing, and it's short. Rebound, Spear chases it down. Corbin at the top, jab step fake, and Sylacauga resets the offense with 3:01 to go in the first. CJ at the left wing. Baseline cut. Spear underneath. Shot no. Put back no. Josh had two cracks at it. The second one easier than the first. Missed them both. In the corner. Over to Parker for Kusa. Right side of the floor in white. Trimmed in blue. Kusa across the chest. Numbers in blue. Thompson, right key, 25 feet from the bucket. Lost his dribble. Goes to the floor with it. Spear rips it away and gives it off to Patterson. What a hustle play for the Aggie senior. And out up top is Corbin Patterson. Driving, stopping, shooting. Patterson, no good. It falls around the rim and it finally drops in. It said it was no good, but Corbin gets a friendly roll. The bounce off the rim went over the backboard and dropped back in.
That'd be the friendliest roll I've ever seen at any level of basketball. It touched every part of the basket.
Eric O'Neal goes way up to control a board after a contested jump shot for Kusa. Aggies lead it 12-6. O'Neal in the corner to Spear. Spear dribbling with the left hand, feeding Whetstone underneath. Whetstone looking out up top, now finding Patterson. Left side of the floor, Corbin. Trying to get past the defender, gives it off to CJ in the corner. Cross court to O'Neal, right wing. CJ blowing past the defense, floating one up and floating it in.
Man, I am loving this offense from Sylacauga. The ball movement is so much quicker than it was against Clay Central. It is 1-2, and we're making a decision. Love it.
14-6, Aggies lead it by 8. Parker on the drive. Parker, air ball. Rebound O'Neal, tiptoeing the baseline, able to save it from going out of bounds. Here's Franklin. Working on the defender. Bringing it up the floor. Spear, an open three. Here's Josh, well short on the three ball. The rebound drifts out of bounds. At the 107 mark here in the first quarter, only one foul call. There were about 14 fouls called in the first quarter of the girls' game.
That'll make you happy.
As This first quarter of the boys' game, high energy. Sarai McMillan, who played JV earlier, suiting up here for the varsity tonight, wearing the number 3. He's checked into the ball game, left side of the floor. CJ guarding the ball handler, forces a contested jump shot, and they missed it. Sarayan immediately making an impact, getting a rebound. CJ working it right to left in black. Franklin wearing the number 0, trimmed in white. CJ takes the return pass from Patterson into the corner to Whetstone. He'll fire 3. Whetstone is good, and he's got 7 for the Aggies here in the quarter. And Coosa's got to call a timeout. 17-6, Aggies lead it with 3:34 to go first quarter. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
All in with Allen. Aggie Sports Network fueled by Allen Oil Company, Allen Brewmarket. Coosa with the basketball after the timeout. Good move from Thompson. Got around Franklin, but he missed the shot. Aggies by, what is that, 11, 17-6 with the basketball. 10 seconds to go. Cross court Franklin after the pass from Whetstone. CJ stopping, shooting, back iron. Chases down his own miss. Franklin through the air, floats it up, missed it. Rebound tapped, and then a foul. And who will they get this on? It'll be on Coosa with the Aggie inbound. Aggies inbounding with 1.9 seconds on the clock in the first quarter.
Aggies have scored with less time than this before, not mistaken.
Aggies trailed 6-5 since going on this 12-0 run. Whetstone gets it into Franklin with 1, turning, shooting. Franklin at the buzzer, no good. And we'll go to the second quarter. Aggies lead at 17-6. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Start of the second quarter, Parker missed the shot, and then they got a foul on Sylacauga on the rebound. I just thought Kenson really just had a hand on the ball. Instead, Thompson off the inbound buries a 3. Coosa scored for the first time in about 3 minutes. 17-9, your score. 7:40 to go, second quarter. Aggies' biggest lead has been 12. That lead now down to, excuse me, the biggest lead has been 11. That lead down to 8. CJ working at the top. Franklin crossing over, stopping off the Patterson left key. Corbin brings it back off to the right side and resets the offense. Crowd getting into this game. An electric environment here for the Aggies on the road. CJ driving, stopping, hopping. Whetstone another 3. Open money.
How about it? Tristan Whetstone giving the Aggies a lift.
10 out of the Aggies 20 coming from Whetstone. Three ball up for Coosa, no good. Rebound by KT that just checked in the game to start the quarter. Gets it off to Corbin Patterson. Cross court CJ into the front court now is Franklin. In the corner to Whetstone. Hopping in the air, serving it back off to Franklin. Patterson right side, 3, air ball. Surprised Whetstone passed up the three?
I am. Usually when you make two, especially two in a row, the basket is like the ocean and you're just shooting anything you can see.
Driving, kicking, three from the corner.
Kusa, good. That's what they could do to you.
Javon Peterson, the quarterback, knocking that down. Stolen away. Peterson coming the other direction. He'll lay it up. Blocked by Franklin. And then they foul KT from behind. A little QB on QB crime.
There's not a lot of people that can jump with CJ Franklin. Unfortunately for Javon Peterson, he got the brunt of that one.
Corbin checking out. Jeshua is checking in. KT with it in the backcourt. Allen will guard him. Kinson driving, floating with the left. Missed the shot. 20-12. Aggies lead it by 8. Allen to Parker off the window. Missed it. Sarayan controlling the board. Here's McMillan flinging it ahead to KT. Couldn't handle it. Kinson's going to get it back. Back underneath the bucket to McMillan, and the Aggies throw it away. On the run is Thompson. Trying to get around Franklin. Thompson underneath. Missed it. Rebound by CJ. Out in front. McMillan already on the other side of the floor. Sarayan. He got hacked. No whistle. Loose ball down on the deck. Aggies get it back, and now we'll reset it. CJ on the drive. He'll stop. He'll shoot. He'll hit the front of the rim. No good. Peterson with the board for Kusa.
Pace of play favoring the Aggies right now. Breakneck speed. Not a lot of downtime for anyone to take a breather.
20-12, Aggies by 8. 4:50 to go, second quarter. Thompson. Jumper. Missed everything. Rebounded by Whetstone. Whetstone will bring it up himself. And he got fouled on the floor by Thompson. You're right, this pace of play has been electric as Josh Corbin and Eric check back in. So you'll have the five on the floor that started this run for the good guys. There's CJ checking out. Yeah, CJ, KT, and Sarayan coming out. So four of the starting five on the floor with Kinson three. 20-12. Aggies with the lead. Corbin surveying from the top of the key. Skipping it right side. Kinson three. Takes a screen. Corbin left wing. Got to hit one, Corbin. That one is short as well. Got a foul called on Spear as we went for the rebound.
I don't know about that one. Looks like Spear got all ball to me.
Thompson brings it ahead for Kusa. It's Peterson. And now Allen. Allen picking up his dribble. Peterson rising, faking. Gives the pass off. Kusa with the basketball. 4 minutes to go. Allen spinning. Stolen by three. KT driving. Had it stripped. And it's out of bounds. Aggies will keep it. Kinson three will be the man to inbound for the Aggies. Bucket to his right from the baseline. Aggies get it into Eric, and he got fouled. Two quick fouls here on Kusa back-to-back. That's their third of the quarter. Jaquez Parker check it back in. Peterson coming out for the Cougars. KT trying to get it in again. He finds Kinson deep in the front court. Patterson to Eric. Yes, on the three.
Needed that one. Eric O'Neal had a big game against Chelsea last night. Tonight, missed his first couple of shots. Seeing that one go through from long range, huge for his confidence. Can't say it enough when these guys get the ball go through the net.
Deep three up for Kusa. Well short, long rebound. Tap, tapped. Kusa got it, and they threw it away. Corbin comes up with the steal. Here's Patterson racing it ahead. Corbin, free throw line, jumper, in and out. Rebound, Kusa going to control it. Good hand spear. Thompson underneath. Nice feed. Found Kelly for a bucket.
Silicaga gambled and Kusa made him pay.
...23-14. Patterson to Eric. Through two defenders. O'Neal blocked. In the corner, Whetstone, another for Tristan. This one's short. Offensive rebound, three. He'll pull it back off. Kinson weaving down the paint. Eric O'Neal to Corbin, left side. In the corner, back to Whetstone. Spear calling for it, and he gets held. No shot. We'll put it in on the baseline. They got the foul on Ja'Kalen Kelly.
You can see the difference in that possession. Tristan Whetstone spotting up in the corner. And majority of games this season, teams have left him open and doubled Josh in the post. But after him making 2 3-pointers in this game, they like to go out and contest him, and it leaves Josh one-on-one on that low block.
They threw it away on the inbounds. Kusa keeping the dribble alive from the floor. Peterson for three. Hit one earlier. Missed that one. Josh Spear grabbing the board. CJ already in the front court. Here's Franklin attacking, laying it up, missed it.
Out of control take from CJ Franklin, trying to take on three Cougars by himself. Would like to see him pull that out and set up the offense.
Allen to Lauderdale to Parker, an offensive foul. Extended the forearm, shoved Eric O'Neal, who went skating across the floor. A 23-14, Aggies with a basketball and a 9-point lead. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Whetstone underneath to Spear. In the corner to Corbin. Patterson knocked out from behind. Outlet pass to Allen. Layup good. I'll call a goaltend, but the shot was good anyway. Well, Silicaga has too many turnovers here in the second quarter. They lead by 7, then outscored by 4 here in the second. Minute 35 to go in the second quarter. CJ takes a screen, drives past the defense, underneath, and he's fouled. And 2 free throws coming for the senior guard. CJ, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Missed them both, and a lane violation. Didn't matter because the Aggies got in the lane. Central with the basketball. 75 seconds to go. Peterson, the Aggies jumped on his head fake. They gave it away inside, and Corbin Patterson knocking it out for Ja'Kalen Kelly.
Aggies lucky that they didn't make that pass. Josh Beer, you never leave your feet as the defender. On a closeout, have to be disciplined regardless of who you're playing. You leave your defense hurting, you take yourself out of the play.
23-16. Driving, Thompson fouled. Excuse me, Parker fouled. Two free throws coming for Kusa. No good from Parker. Parker missed them both. Franklin with the board. Whetstone ahead, front court. Patterson with under a minute to play now. 55 seconds to go before the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. Corbin in and out of traffic, feeding the spear inside. Three defenders on him, brought it down to his waist and had it stolen. Tipped away, got it back. Eric O'Neill, top of the key. Eric for three, no good. Rebound, Whetstone, put back, no. Kusa with a chance to eat into this lead. Will they hold for the final shot? They'll slow it down. 19 seconds to play. Peterson has it. They get it to Lauderdale, to Allen with 12. They'll set a screen for Allen with 4. With 3, Allen the runner. No good. Eric O'Neill with the rebound, and we'll go to the locker room, leading it 23-16. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you. Central to your success.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Need a gift? Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg has you covered. Their gift department is full of fun, unique finds for every occasion. Whether it's a birthday party, baby shower, or just because, stop by Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, the perfect place to find the perfect gift.
Don't let a stubborn wound keep you from living life to the fullest. At Coosa Valley Wound Care Center in Sylacauga, their skilled team specializes in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. They use advanced therapies, including their new hyperbaric oxygen therapy chamber, which delivers pure oxygen to help your body heal faster. No referral is needed. Just call 256-872-7777 to schedule your appointment today. Coosa Valley Wound Care Center. Advanced healing, close to home.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Aggies lead at 23-16 over the Coosa Cougars. Alex, it's been a back and forth first half. The Aggies have led by as many as 11. Coosa outscoring us by four there in the second. Maybe settling for a few too many contested jump shots. But Sylacauga overall rebounding well, shooting the three ball pretty well, and off to a seven-point lead here after 16 minutes.
For Sylacauga, it comes down to, in that first quarter, they're moving the basketball, they're making smart decisions, and they weren't settling. In that second quarter, it felt like they're turning the ball over at a higher rate and settling for a lot of jump shots, whereas if they kept moving the basketball, they were going to find the open shooter. Tristan Whetstone having a great half of basketball. He has 10 points for the Aggies. Getting someone outside of him going is going to be huge in the second half.
23-16. Give us the point totals for the Aggies. I know CJ's having a good night. So is Tristan Whetstone.
You got CJ with six, Corbin with two, Eric with five, and Tristan Whetstone with 10.
Tristan Whetstone with 10 points in the first half. What do the Aggies need to do to keep Tristan hot, and how can they get a little bit more of a presence inside the paint?
Well, to get more presence in the paint, you're either going to have to make it an effort to feed it into the low post or shoot him out of the zone. We saw it in that second quarter where Tristan Whetstone was wide open in the corner, and instead of doubling the post, which is what teams normally do when Whetstone is open in the corner, they stepped out and left Josh one-on-one. Had to be a threat to leave people like Josh wide open in the post.
23-16, your score at the break. That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. We'll be back with the second half.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Tive has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
HVAC provider of the Aggie Sports Network. We get set to start the third quarter. 23-16, Aggies with the lead. They'll be on the right side of the floor in black. Will Sylacauga. Corbin Patterson accelerating, kicking off to Spear. CJ on the left wing. Here's Franklin skipping it down low. Spear underneath the defense, missed a layup.
That's the look you wanted. C.J. Franklin drives, stops, draws three defenders, and leaves Josh wide open.
One that you feel like you might need later on. Kusa gave it to us. Here's Whetstone stopping left wing. Whetstone to Patterson for three. Short. Corbin with a long rebound. Aggies get it back. Franklin stopping underneath. Layup. Good. 25-16. Peterson to Thompson, wide open for three, in and out, went all the way down and popped out.
The Aggies really lucky.
Whetstone open for three, Tristan, money.
Why not? You already made two tonight, Tristan Whetstone.
13 for Whetstone. And a timeout called by Kusa as the Aggies open up this quarter on a 5-0 run. Whetstone stays hot from the corner.
He's having the night of his life from the three-point line. We talked about C.J. Franklin's been that guy all season long, getting that guy recently to help win the Aggies basketball games against Chelsea. Eric O'Neill had a great night. And tonight, Tristan Whetstone getting him going. He's struggled at times this year, but when the team needs him tonight, struggling to score a little bit, he stepped up.
Kusa with it. After a quick 30-second timeout, 28-16. Aggies lead it. We've played 75 seconds here in the third quarter. Left side of the floor in white are the Cougars, and then Thompson threw it away. CJ works it ahead now, crossing the timeline. It's Whetstone, right wing, inside to Spear. He'll go to work, Josh will. Underneath, missed the layup, got his own miss, and then he got fouled. On the putback, Josh will shoot two. The First from Spear, no good. Josh goes 1 for 2 at the stripe. Got a steal, and we missed the lay-in. Josh wanted a foul call, didn't get it. Eric O'Neill falling away from the bucket, missed it. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Aggies.
The Aggies cannot buy a bucket at the rim. So many close shots rimmed out.
Josh has got a little blood. Got hit in the face. Maybe he's right on that call. Got to go to the locker room. CJ got an inbound baseline right. Skipping it into McMillan. Back to Franklin. Eric open three. Short. Well, the Aggies haven't had their legs tonight on a few of these threes. Sarab is able to tap the rebound to keep it in bounds, but right into the hands of Kusa as Thompson has it on the left wing. Peterson, right side, Allen blocked and then bailed out with a late foul call. It looks like CJ got a lot of ball on that one.
If they're calling the contact on the lower body at all levels, that's an offensive foul. Waylon Chapman Allen kicks out his legs to initiate that contact. That is a offensive foul at the college and pro level.
Allen hits the first, 29-17. Aggies by 12, 5:44 to go in the third. They call it on a three-point shot.
I think they did.
One more coming for Allen.
Well, definitely thought he was at least on the line.
A little bit hard to tell from our angle.
29-19. Patterson handing it off to Franklin. Splitting defenders. Inside McMillan. Fouled. Oh! Lay-in went all the way down and popped out as McMillan will now shoot two.
You cannot make this up. The Aggies, what does that make it? At least three shots this half under the basket, rolled around the rim, and fallen out.
So Sarayan to shoot two. Missed it. McMillan hit the second. 30-19. Stolen away. It's Corbin. Underneath McMillan. Had it blocked from behind. Got it back. Put it up and way too strong off the backboard. Thompson trying to shake Corbin. Off to Peterson, right wing, gets a screen. Back to Thompson. Driving in, stopping, spinning, shooting. Good contest on the shot, but an offensive rebound. Thompson again missing the shot. Another long rebound going to be taken in by Kelly, and then a foul on the Aggies.
Coach Jones not going to be happy about this defensive possession from Sylacauga. Giving up way too many offensive rebounds to Coosa Central.
Dirty to 19, Aggies lead at 5 minutes to go in the third. Coosa to inbound on the baseline. They'll fire it in deep.
to Thompson. Left side, Patterson. On the drive, Allen. Kickoff for three. Lauderdale knocking it down, 30-22. Lead back to eight. And you get a foul called here on this end. First free throw is C.J. Franklin. C.J. got them both, 32-22. Aggies with the basketball, running the other way. It's Franklin sizing up a defender. Eric O'Neill open, passed up an open three, hopping in the air, kicking it off Patterson. KT at the top, left wing. O'Neill for three, short. Rebound, Whetstone. And they'll say it's out on Whetstone on the baseline.
I do like that possession a lot better for Silicaga. No, it doesn't end in points. They passed up multiple contested shots under the basket, drawing defenders, and found Eric O'Neill wide open. A much better offensive possession.
32-22, timeout Aggies. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back after the timeout. Hey. 32-22 your score. Silicaga with a 10-point lead midway through the third quarter. Kusa with the basketball. And a treacherous night under the bucket for the Aggies. A lot of our points coming from three tonight. Tristan Whetstone, the Aggies' leading scorer. A foul on Franklin. That's number three on CJ.
That's one guy you cannot lose in a game like this. Aggies with a 10-point lead could easily be shrunk down to less than that. CJ's been that guy in the clutch moments to hit the big shots. You don't want to lose him at all.
Jeshua will have to check in for CJ after his third foul here midway through the third. Kusa inbounds it to Allen. Right key to Thompson. Their star player driving, floating, knocking one off the window and in. 32-24. Silicaga's lead back to eight. Here comes Corbin. To O'Neill. Cut off by Patterson and then a block on the floor on Patterson. Kind of the same foul they just called on Franklin on the other end. KT puts it into O'Neill. KT underneath off the return. Back to O'Neill, left wing. Patterson at the top. On the much smaller Patterson. Eric spinning around the defense. Patterson for three. Got it! Finally, a friendly roll. Only two friendly rolls tonight, and they both came for Corbin Patterson.
I'm so glad the Aggies finally got a friendly roll all night. It's been the bucket hates the Aggies when they get close to the basket. And I know they wasn't close to the basket with a three-pointer. It's good to see the basket favor the Aggies, though.
Aggies wanted a travel call there, didn't get it. Kusa will keep it after the Aggies knocked the pass out of bounds after Thompson went to the floor with the basketball. Peterson working with the left. Thompson guarded by Corbin Patterson. Now it's off to Lauderdale, who hit that three just moments ago. The Aggies lead it by 11 with 2:33 to play. Downhill, Thompson traveled. That time they got him with a walk. It was going to be a travel or a jump ball, not a foul on Silicaga.
Coosa Central fans don't like it. It could have gone either way, like you said, Jeremy, either a jump ball or a travel. Ref went with the travel.
Corbin underneath the Whetstone. Tristan turning, floating, and knocking it down. ...37-24, Aggies by 13. On the drive, the kickoff to Lee. Back to Peterson, trying to get past Holtzclaw. Perry's a tough, tough two. An 11-point game. Coosa trying to put some life in this gym as Coach Joel Jones going to take a 30. We'll stay here, Alex. Aggies by 11. You can tell the Coosa fans are trying to will their team back into this one, but every time they score, the Aggies seem to have an answer as we finally see Josh Spear come out of the locker room, went in there with a nosebleed, and he's been in there for about the last 5 minutes of basketball.
It's good to get Josh Spear back. Provides a lift to this team rebounding, and tonight struggled finishing under the basket like a lot of the Aggies. He's able to get going. The Aggies can become a lot scarier than what they are right now. And the crowd trying to get into it, trying to will this team to victory. The Aggies have to zone them out and play their own game of basketball. Can't worry about the fans. Can't let them impact the way you play.
Josh Beer back in immediately. No face to pressure. Now they'll back off. Patterson will meet Peterson at the midcourt stripe. Patterson on the blow by Corbin. Runner good. Corbin Patterson with 7 in the game. 39-26. Lead back to 13. Allen off glass. No. Rebound Corbin. He'll run it ahead. He'll work on Allen. Corbin gets it into the front court to O'Neal. On the left wing, Eric. In the corner to Spear. Back to O'Neal. Silicaga got plenty of time to be patient here. 1:10 to go in the third. Whetstone got the defender in the air but missed the layup. Rebounded by Thompson. They're running the other way is Coosa. Here's the number one in white. Missed the layup. Rebounded by Spear. Hit from behind. And he'll finally get it off to Jace Welch. Jace lost it from behind. Got it to O'Neal. Silicaga will reset it with 51 seconds to go. O'Neal for three. Short. Chase down his own miss. Eric pulls a two. No good. And the rebound out on Spear out of bounds.
I don't know about that one. Josh had it in his hands and it got hit out of his hands. Two good looks for Eric that possession. Three-pointer in the mid-range. Can't be mad about those shots.
Allen kicking across court, and Corbin deflected it, and it went off Thompson out of bounds.
And it looks like Eric, after that offensive possession, jersey's ripped.
Not the new black road jersey the Aggies just got this year.
I'm not sure the cost to either replace it or repair it. Hate to see that.
Patterson with it for Silicaga with 19 seconds. The Aggies will hold it for the final shot, leading about 13, 39-26. 8 seconds to go, it's Patterson. Handing it off to O'Neal. Here's Eric behind the back dribble on the drive. Eric underneath missed the shot. The tap back, no, from Whetstone. And we'll go to the fourth quarter with a 13-point lead. 39-26, your score after three. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Final frame coming. Aggies lead at 39-26. Coosa with the basketball. Down by 13 are the Cougars, driving, shooting, and scoring. Parker getting back in the scoring column for the first time since the first quarter. Eric O'Neal picking up his dribble, got it to Franklin. Whetstone, a corner three, in and out. And the rebound should stay with us. No, it'll be with Coosa.
Coosa's last 4 points, last two shots have been extremely difficult mid-range jump shots. If your coach, Joel Jones, you can't be mad about that. Your defense is standing tall. They're just making the difficult shots.
An 11-point game. Left side of the floor, Parker. At the top, Javon Peterson trying to cross up, threw it in the backcourt. It'll be Sylacauga basketball. The Aggie ball after the backcourt violation, an 11-point Aggie lead, trying to get it back to at least 13 where it was a few minutes ago to start this quarter. CJ, step back, three, good! 14-point lead, the largest of the night.
Why not? CJ Franklin had to sit the last half of that third quarter, comes in, first shot, three-pointer, hits it.
Thompson off the window. How did he get that to go? What a shot. Aggies lead is 12. It's Franklin to Corbin. In the corner to Whetstone. Back to Patterson. The Aggies senior guard taking a lot of contact, and then Franklin is fouled. Well, they let the first few bumps on Corbin go, and then they got the foul as soon as CJ got the basketball. Remember, CJ's playing with three fouls here to start the fourth quarter. Josh Beard back in the game. Whetstone, the Aggies' leading scorer. O'Neal, open three, his second of the night. 45-30, Aggies by 15.
8 three-pointers for the Aggies tonight. Giving them a lift on a night where it feels like nothing's falling under the basket.
Allen for three for Coosa, no. Rebound O'Neal. Aggies might be able to step on the throat here on this possession. Leading it by 15 with 5:45 to go in the fourth. Coosa fans have been quieted. Franklin stopping, shooting, missing the shot.
It feels like anytime the Aggies step in that paint, it's a guaranteed miss.
And then Allen buries a three on the other side, and Coosa again trying to inject some life back into their fan base on the other side of the floor from us. Corbin driving, fouled. No, and none of these will go. They just will not go for the Aggies underneath the rim. We did get the foul call, and Corbin will have two free throws. How is that possible?
This has got to be a record or something for Silicaga, the amount of shots that have almost gone down and have rimmed out.
And we've also struggled at the free throw line tonight. That's been a part of this game. This could be a 25-30 point game at this point. Patterson hits the second. They will bring in Ja'Kalen Kelly back in. He'll bring out Parker. 46-13, Aggies lead it. 46-33, Aggies lead by 13. Allen again shakes one in. 46-35. 5 minutes to play in the fourth. Franklin went for the hammer and missed it. Offensive rebound. Spear got fouled on the floor.
I'm telling you what, if C.J. Franklin hammered that one home, this crowd might have gone crazy.
Tristan Weststone to put it in. We'll throw, lob it in to CJ. He wasn't there. Peterson wanted the step back three. The Aggies closed out well. Allen has it. He'll fire a three, and it's no good. The rebound by Josh. Good box out from Spear. 46-35. CJ to Patterson. Corbin, a three. Got it!
You cannot make it up. The Aggies feel like they're hitting everything from the three-point line and can't make a layup. It's the complete opposite of what the Aggies have been all year long.
49-35. Thompson forces a shot. Rebounded by Spear again. 49-35, a 14-point lead. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Franklin. He'll drive. He'll go. Oh! C.J. Franklin! One. Good night from Hanover as Franklin turns out the lights.
Lord have mercy.
And you got a parent trying to get out on the floor. Jay Franklin.
I have never seen that at the high school level. CJ Franklin was trying to do it the previous possession. He made sure he got it that possession.
Had a stoppage of play real fast. Had a parent for Kusa get on the floor. I think you might have, I don't know, their police have come out. They're escorting a gentleman out of the arena on the other side. Couple of solid Coosa County sheriff's deputies on the floor right now.
Of course, CJ decides to do this the one night we don't do live video, Jeremy. He decides to catch the body the one night.
It's on somebody's camera somewhere. A They're going to end up canceling this game. That's what's about to happen if I had to guess. We're waiting to see what's about to happen. Referees talking it over with the principal. The Aggies lead it by 16, 51-35. Waiting to see what the call is. They're talking to both coaches. About to get an announcement over the PA. Break. They're going to bring both teams to the benches. We'll be back in 60 seconds or so as they might call this game.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Silicaga winners tonight after the game, an early ending. I don't really even know if anything got crazy. I know a Coosa parent came out on the floor after the poster dunk from Franklin, and then the referees just called the game, 51-35. Alex Starr, Physical Therapy post-game show. Silicaga with the win tonight. When I said good night from Hanover, I didn't know the game would actually end on that play, but C.J. Franklin turned out the lights here in this gym.
It was a dunk I have never seen before at the high school level. Previous possession, he had a wide-open dunk that he missed, and that possession where he got the poster, he was hunting for it, and he found a guy under the basket and posterized him. C.J. Franklin shut it down. hate to see what happened after the poster. A lot of high emotions after you get posterized. I've never been posterized in my basketball career, but I know it can be a little bit embarrassing and some tempers flared. I don't think there's any ill intent from many people. I just hate that it ended that way.
I don't really think there was any intent from Kusa's side. I think it was the parent of the child who was a little upset, and he came to get his kid and tell him to calm down. And this game ended in a way that nobody wants to see it in. There were no fights or anything, but it's a tense gym all night for sure. And the referees, the officials tonight, decided to call the game with the Aggies winning at 51-35. Run us through the scoring totals tonight.
So you had Tristan Whetstone with 15 points and 7 rebounds. You had C.J. Franklin with 3, 6, 8, 10. Lord, you're putting him on the spot, Jeremy. I think C.J. had 15. So 15 for C.J. as well. Corbin had 11. 3, 6.
Tristan Wetzel is your star physical therapy star player of the game.
15 points and 7 rebounds. Josh Beer had 9 rebounds and 3 steals. Eric O'Neill had 8. A lot of Aggies played their role tonight. And Tristan Whetstone, I think, had his best game of the season thus far.
Tristan Whetstone was electric from the corner. Some Aggies came along there in the second half and really helped the Aggies. Corbin Patterson hit some big buckets. Eric O'Neill and then C.J. Franklin with the big dunk right there at the end. Final score again, 51-35. Sylacauga advances to 22-5 on the season.
22-2.
22-2 on the season. Excuse me, said 5. I knew that was wrong immediately. 22-2 on the year. And that'll wrap up tonight's Star Physical Therapy postgame show. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening.